The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
For decades, the power of women's hormone shifts has been unrecognized and underestimated. Most women have a lack of education when it comes to the endocrine system and how and why our hormones affect our minds, moods, and behaviors. Welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, with your host, Leslie Carol Botha, sponsored by True Hope, the leaders in brain health. When women thrive, everyone thrives. That is True Hope. Now, here is your host, Leslie Botha.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. I'm Leslie Carol Botha, your host. Today's episode is titled, Defend Your Life with Vitamin D, the Missing Hormone, with guest Susan Rex Ryan. She is the author of the award-winning and Amazon bestseller, Defend Your Life. Born and raised in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area, Sue enjoyed a career with U.S. government, where her service included leading non-proliferation efforts for nuclear and chemical weapons security. Formal recognition of her achievements includes the Office of the Secretary of Defense's Exceptional Civilian Service Award and the U.S. Department of State's Meritorious Honor Award. Susan Ryan holds a Bachelor of Science degree from Georgetown University and a Master of Science degree from the U.S. Military's National War College. In addition, she has earned scores of continuing medical education credits from accredited U.S. medical programs and the American Academy of Family Physicians. Her professional memberships include the Vitamin D Council, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and the Independent Book Publishers Association. Defend Your Life contains vital information about the health benefits of vitamin D, including the potential prevention of chronic medical conditions, including autism, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and multiple sclerosis. For the majority of her life, Susan Ryan endured an undiagnosed vitamin D deficiency from lack of adequate sun exposure. After retiring in her early 50s, Ryan parlayed her science background with a quest to attain a medical understanding of hormonal imbalance. She attended medical conferences, seminars, and workshops to learn about vitamin D and other hormones from renowned experts. Having extensively researched compelling medical findings about vitamin D's benefits, Susan successfully became vitamin D healthy. She shares her impassioned self-help success and knowledge about vitamin D in her book, Defend Your Life, with the hope that the information will empower the health and quality of life of many people. And that is our show that's coming up today on Holy Hormones, Honey. But first, hormone news. And there is so much news out there these days, I can't even keep up on posting on my blog. But here's an article that went up yesterday. Risk of diabetes comes with early puberty. And this came out of Science Daily. Science has now backed up the concerns that hormone imbalance is being passed down generation to generation. In addition, of course, to estrogen mimickers in our environment, in addition to the generations of women who have used synthetic hormones. All of these mimickers, all of these synthetics have been found in the umbilical cords of pregnant women. Hormone imbalance at an early age before the endocrine system develops its own rhythm will beget more hormone imbalance, which will lead to depression, anxiety, and eventually leads to disease, such as diabetes. The next article, I think, is even more disturbing. I titled it, Technology Wakes Up Ovaries After Technology Shuts Them Down. That's the feature post. and a great article that came out, Reawakening the Ovaries by the Very Same Technology That Has Created Premature Menopause in the First Place. Am I missing something? That's my comment. Women, do we really want our bodies and our ability to have babies controlled by medical technology? It was this very technology and the byproducts, toxins, depleted nutrients in our foods that have gotten us in this mess in the first place. And now we women have to turn around and be grateful for this very same medical system to bring our ovaries back to life? Okay, all right, this may be harsh for women desperate for a baby. However, this is a dangerous trend. Let's look at the big picture. Put adolescents, pubescents on steroidal synthetic birth control at an early age after they've been born with hormone imbalance from hormonally imbalanced mothers who have been on steroidal synthetic hormone birth control for generations, depleted nutrients in our diet, and therefore Mother Nature, her brilliant balance and check system, prevents our bringing babies into the world who will not thrive. I'm here on this radio show on the Health and Wellness Network to share information with all of you about using nutrition to thrive. Nutrition should be the primary treatment and medicine the supplement. We have the script backwards. And this is my message. Susan Rex Ryan is here. She's ready to join me to talk about vitamin D, the missing hormone. Susan, I mean, our lives have changed exponentially in the last, 30, 40, 50 years, where we spend 90% of our days inside and the other 10% running in and out of our car, either to work or to the grocery store or something. But we spend very little time outside. And you're finding that this affects our health.
Good morning, Leslie. Yes, it certainly does. It certainly does. In fact, some of what I'll be talking about today is this has really evolved beyond just the past few decades. We actually, in terms of our health, have been going downhill since the Industrial Revolution, if you can believe that.
Yeah, I would believe that. I mean, toxins alone, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We went from being agriculturalists, right?
Exactly.
Working outside, ranching, farming, working with the land, to going into factories and industrial complexes. Okay, go on.
Exactly. Well, you want me to talk about the Industrial Revolution?
Well, in a minute. Actually, I want to say this to our listeners, because you certainly didn't have a background that would lead you to writing this book. I mean, you are a very accomplished woman with everything that you have done, and congratulations on that. But you say it was your own health situation that led you down a different path after retirement. Why don't we start there?
Oh, okay, sure. Well, you mentioned the kind of career I had, and you can imagine the stress involved with that. And about 6 years ago, I retired, and I was in my early 50s. My husband and I moved to the beautiful suburban Las Vegas area. It may sound crazy to some of you. You think Las Vegas, the Strip, and all that. But it's actually a beautiful area west of the Strip where we live, right in the desert and by the mountains. And I was just like, you know, just euphoric. It was just great to be retired and be in a nice sunny area, and I thought, great. But after a few months, my health just declined very, very badly. And long story short, I had endured a horrible endocrine crash. That's what I call it, an endocrine crash. My hormones were out of whack, and most days, and I had been very healthy, most days I had difficulty actually getting out of bed or even doing a load of laundry. It was just really, really awful. And I decided, the rest of my life is not going to be spent this way. I need to do something about this. So I started digging, researching, and attended some local seminars. And then I got the strength up to get on a plane and go to some seminars around North America to learn about hormones. And then vitamin D started popping in. This was about early 2008. I started hearing about vitamin D, and I researched it, started attending vitamin D seminars, and realize that many people, including medical professionals and lay persons alike, had not connected the dots. And those dots are that vitamin D deficiency is rampant. And most people suffer from this and unknowingly because the symptoms tend to be common. And billions and billions of dollars are spent annually for treatment of ailments and diseases that have been that may have been prevented by having adequate vitamin D in their bodies. So I felt compelled to tell my vitamin D story in my own words and supported by credible medical research. So I wrote Defend Your Life with the hope to raise public awareness of vitamin D, help improve overall health, and ultimately contribute to enhancing the quality of life for people. I believe that the state of being healthy is a key factor for maintaining and enhancing quality of life, because our health affects virtually every aspect of our lives, from sleeping well and getting up each day to making a positive contribution to ourselves, our family, our friends, and our employers.
And we have to be healthy to be able to do all of that. You know, Susan, I'm sure there are some people listening who are saying, well, I'm getting vitamin D in my multivitamin. I'm good. But that's not necessarily so, right?
That's not necessarily so, and I'm glad you brought that up, Leslie. That's a great point. There's been a lot of confusion about how one gets their vitamin D, and in particular, supplements. As I think most of us know, vitamin D has been called the sunshine vitamin for years, and that's because the sun is indeed the most natural source of vitamin D. When the sun's rays strike our skin, vitamin D production can be initiated. However, it's not that simple. There are many factors that will block that absorption of sun, including where you live, both your latitude and altitude, weather, air pollution, clothing, makeup, a lot of factors. So most people don't really acquire enough vitamin D from sunlight. And then diet is, we think of getting our vitamins from our food, but in this case, we really don't get vitamin D from most foods. You can get it from wild, fatty fish and eggs, and food fortification has been going on where they are enriching food and beverages with vitamin D, but still that's not enough, and also some of the enrichment is done with D2, which is, I'll be talking about that in a minute. But the good news is there are good vitamin D supplements out there. They're widely available, retail stores and online, and they're also inexpensive. You get a big bang for your buck with vitamin D3 supplements. So, Leslie, if it's okay, I'll get into the supplements now.
I do want to talk about that, but I want people to know that vitamin D deficiency is involved somehow in just about every degenerative condition that affects us, and even perhaps the aging process itself. And to go back what you were talking about at the top of the hour, about the endocrine crash that you experienced,
yes,
that is brilliant for you to recognize that. That happens to men and women. We get so involved in our minute after minute, day after day, after hour, week after week, we forget that the natural circadian rhythm of life, the giving and the receiving, so that after we do this for 20, 30, 40 years for some people, we crash when we stop. It is total adreal fatigue, mm-hmm. and the endocrine system, which is the body's regulating system, is so out of whack by that point in time. When you rest and move and say, I'm retired, your body says, oh, thank God, but I'm done here.
Exactly. And it was really frightening, Leslie. It really was, to be healthy and look forward to the quote-unquote golden years. And just all of a sudden, I just crashed, and it was just, it was horrible. And yes, my adrenals were crashing as well, and I'm handling that medically, too, for adrenal fatigue. But yeah, it's just an awful situation that I think more and more people, as you said, both men and women, are facing this, and it's scary. But the good news is there are ways to get around that.
And there are natural ways to get around that. Susan, let me ask you this. Do you think it was the vitamin D deficiency that is a part of the reason why your endocrine system crashed?
Yes, yes.
Right.
I don't think it's the sole reason. I think it's many reasons. As we know, the endocrine system encompasses quite a few glands from head to down to our reproductive glands. And it certainly, vitamin D deficiency was certainly part of it. And I used
can
to
you
wonder
explain,
why
yeah,
I got a lot of colds.
We're almost going to break, but can you explain what part does it play in the endocrine system?
Well, vitamin D receptors are in all the glands in the endocrine system. And I think, you know, I'll get into what vitamin D receptors are probably in our next segment.
Okay.
But they
okay.
are so important. And, yes, they are throughout the endocrine system.
So just briefly then, what are some of the health benefits of vitamin D?
Oh, a long list, and you alluded to them, preventing cancer, you know, the C word, the word that we all fear, in particular breast cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer, and colon cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, both type 1 and type 2 diabetes mellitus, multiple sclerosis, autism, thyroid disorders. The list just kind of goes on and on. It's just amazing how many conditions that we have that can be affected by a vitamin D deficiency.
How did you feel when you were starting to research this and it was all linking back to vitamin D and your endocrine system?
Huh. Just kind of amazed and kind of looking around and thinking, am I the only one who knows this? And that was part of what compelled me to write my book, Defend Your Life, because you know, this is just amazing information that actually comes down to such a simple solution, and I just felt I needed to tell people. I was just amazed to start linking these dots and saying, wait a minute, and this makes total sense, because none of us were born with clothing, right? We were all born naked. We're all born out there for the sun. The sun has always been here. The sun is equivalent to life. And we have been ignoring the sun for much too long, and we're paying the consequences with all these diseases cropping up.
And we are paying the consequences. But the good news is, and that's what we're here to share with everyone, that there are new nutritional supplements, certainly like my sponsors, True Hope, certainly like vitamin D3 supplements, which we'll be talking about when we come back after the break, that can actually reverse your decline in health. These are exciting times that we are living in. We do not need to be sick. We can thrive. We can be healthy, and it's in our control, and it's affordable. You're listening to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. My guest is Susan Rex Ryan. We're talking about defending your life with vitamin D. We'll be back right after the break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. The richly illustrated groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carroll Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everyone. Vitamin D, the missing hormone. Susan Rex Ryan is my guest. She is the author of the award-winning, and we'll talk about that, and the Amazon bestseller, Defend Your Life. Before we start talking with Sue, this article came out of Waking Times, that the National Cancer Institute has just confirmed via a newly released report that the, quote, war on cancer, end quote, over the last 30 years has led to more than 1.3 million people, primarily women, being wrongly diagnosed with cancer. This is not to mention that cancer rates have been continuously rising while incredibly expensive cancer treatments are failing. Breast cancer diagnosis has been found to be especially suspect. Many of the lumps found in women's breasts are completely normal and benign. What's more, constant screening with mammography equipment usually exposes women to harmful radiation that can cause cancer, as evidenced by a UCLA study. This is October 31st. Month of October is recognized as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we're just getting this in under the gun here. Is there a connection, Sue, between vitamin D and breast cancer?
Absolutely, Leslie. Absolutely. There are lots of medical studies that indicate a link between vitamin D and breast cancer. And what I mean by that is that there's science that suggests that people with high levels of vitamin D enjoy a significantly decreased risk of developing breast cancer. And furthermore, there's mounting evidence indicating that adequate vitamin D supplementation may help treat at least early stages of breast cancer. I mean, the studies are just pouring out. In fact, I just wrote a blog, I guess it came out about 10 days ago, on vitamin D and breast cancer awareness. And one thing I was struck in researching this article is when we talk about breast cancer awareness, we tend to think of early detection and improved treatment options. And my comeback to that was, well, how about preventing breast cancer? Let's prevent it. And one way, I'm not saying this is foolproof, I'm just saying this is a step that we all can take to make ourselves stronger against breast cancer, to defend our lives against it, is to take vitamin D3. And before I get into vitamin D3, Leslie, I'd just like to mention kind of a common sense bit of why vitamin D and breast cancer are linked. Kind of studies aside, yes, there are a lot of studies coming out that support this, but I'd like to try to explain a little bit in English about how vitamin D does work and how it works in the breast tissue.
Good.
There are something's called, well, receptors. There are trillions of receptors in the cells in our bodies that receive different types of chemical messages, i.e. hormones. And there's something called vitamin D receptors, or VDRs for short, And our bodies are full of these vitamin D receptors. And you can think in terms of a receptor being, say, a pier, you know, a pier on the water, and the vitamin D is the boat, and the boat is coming in to dock at the pier. So these piers are sitting here empty until we get our vitamin D into us, and then the vitamin D docks at the pier and makes all kinds of wonderful things happen. Now, what is important here in terms of breast cancer is the breast tissue has incredibly high levels of vitamin D receptors, which I just find very telling in itself. In other words, breast tissue has more of these receptors than even other areas of our body, saying that the breast tissue needs vitamin D to protect itself and to function properly. So these receptors are there. They receive vitamin D. They store it, and they produce even more of it to regulate gene expression and regulate cell differentiation, proliferation, and natural cell death. And what this means is if the VDR, these vitamin D receptors in the breast tissue, are not working at their optimal level, in other words, they don't have enough vitamin D, breast cancer may develop. But if they have a lot of vitamin D, the chances are just much, much less that one would develop breast cancer because of what vitamin D does in the breast tissue, and that is regulate gene expression and control abnormal cell growth, you know, or regulate abnormal cell growth. So, in other words, it doesn't happen, that these cells die naturally.
And you also said that then the breast is able to produce more vitamin D.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. I had not heard of that before.
Yes. So we know just by the number of receptors in the breast tissue, they're screaming. They are screaming for vitamin D.
You know, there's a beautiful mechanism. Well, I don't even want to use the word mechanism. There's a beautiful web of life and balance and ingenuity in this home that we call planet Earth, in this universe that we live in, that is so designed for people to thrive. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the balance and check between the sun and the hormones and the endocrine system and every other single system in our body, that it is designed by nature and therefore needs nature to thrive.
That's right.
And we have, as going back to just briefly on the industrialization, ever since we took that turn, I can see where that's been a downfall, because we have somehow had the attitude, oh, we can do it better than that. Mm-hmm. And move so far away from this natural design, this natural web of life, that it is now really killing us.
It almost literally is killing us. Yes.
Okay. You know, and this is why I had to introduce you with your military background, because it's almost like on the other side of the street now, or may I say on the other side of the country, or on the other side of the globe, from where you have landed now with the best-selling book, Defend Your Life, which I suggest that everyone gets a copy of. And Christmas is around the corner. We know that. It would be a great gift for anyone in your life. But you're just at such a juxtaposition from your background, from your training. How did that feel to you?
Well, in a way, I have a science background, you know, from my work, and it made a lot of sense to just parlay this into understanding medicine, understanding vitamin D and how vitamin D relates to so many aspects of our health. So I actually, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with it.
Well, and I think that's great. I just got a comment, vitamin D supplementation and suntanning breasts is important. All right, so we all need to head to the beach. Oh, there's nude beaches this winter. and just lay there and let our breasts get some sunlight. But anyway, we'll move aside from that. Let's move on to some more specifics here because we still have a lot of ground to cover. You were talking about vitamin D2, and now we're talking about vitamin D3. What is the difference so that we can clear up any confusion in people's minds?
Well, vitamin D2 is, and its medical name is ergocalciferol. It is not nearly as effective as vitamin D3. And for years, in fact, when I started having any knowledge at all about vitamin D, started going into health food stores and just stores in general and looking at what vitamins were offered, and almost all of them were D2. And I thought, well, you know, this isn't right, because I know there are enough studies to support that D3 is more effective than D2. So bottom line is, if I highly suggest you check your vitamins maybe after the show and take a look at the labels. If yours just says vitamin D, or it's vitamin D2, or ergocalciferol, you're kind of wasting your time and your money with that. The only real vitamin D is D3. We know that. It's D3. And fortunately, over the past couple of years, nutraceutical companies have realized that, and they are offering that much more. I think D3 was easier to produce, easier meaning less expensive. So D2, not that it's expensive, but it took a little more, I guess, to produce that. But D3 is where you want to go. And what I recommend when you look at your supplements, really read the ingredients labels and keep in mind that D3 is the only form of vitamin D that the body recognizes. In other words, chemically, D2, there are some components of that the body recognizes, but not the full chemical structure. So D3 is the way to go. And let me also mention, and this has been very disturbing, and I'm finding this out from my readers and people on social media. I'm hearing about this every day, Leslie. This is just mind-boggling, but I really want to get this out. A lot of people are being prescribed vitamin D. They go to their doctors, and the good news is more people are being tested now, and the doctor said, well, you have a vitamin D deficiency, but don't worry, I have a prescription to give you. And here's even more good news. This prescription only needs to be taken once a week for about 8 to 12 weeks. And people think, this is great. This is simple. One pill a week, and the prescription isn't very expensive, and it's like, great, we'll just go out and do that. Well, guess what? That prescription is vitamin D2. I mean, it's just appalling. And it's vitamin D2, and then I have readers saying, you know, I've been on this prescription for months, and I really don't feel any better, and my levels really aren't increasing very much. Well, that's because the prescription is vitamin D2, not D3. So that's one big area that I see happening a lot, at least in the United States, that the poor patients are just thinking, okay, great, you know, one pill a week, easy, no problem. And they're just wasting their time, their money, and their health. So please, you know, really the best place to get them is over the counter. And that means online or in a retail pharmacy, your grocery store, big box discount stores, any of those will have D3. And because vitamin D is fat soluble, it's really best to get a vitamin D3 supplement that's either in soft gel form or in liquid form. And the good news is with soft gels, they tend to be very easy to swallow. And I want to caution our listeners, Leslie, about tablets. I'm also hearing that. Oh, well, I'm taking my vitamin D3 tablets. Tablets are just full of, well, what they call fillers, junk, chalky. They're useless. They're not going to be easily absorbed, and again, you're just throwing your money away if you take these. So I highly suggest that listeners really look at their vitamins, and that includes their multivitamin. That's another misunderstanding, is people think taking a multivitamin every day is just going to solve the world's problems, and it does not do that. I take individual supplements for what I need, and that D3 supplement is right up there. And mine is in soft gel. It's easy to swallow, and it's easily absorbed, and it's best absorbed. Another question I get a lot is, when is the best time of the day to take your vitamin D3 supplement? And the answer is after your fattiest meal of the day. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go eat a bunch of fat and then take your vitamin D3 soft gel. I'm talking good fats, egg yolks, olive oil, omega-3s, fish, that kind of thing. It's very easy to do if you have an omelet for breakfast or an egg. Easy to do, and I try to take it usually after breakfast, so I have the day to absorb that.
What are some common sources of vitamin D?
Well, the most common source, of course, is sunlight or ultraviolet B rays, which you could get from a sun lamp, tanning beds, etc. But of course, we've talked about, you know, how, as you said, we're outside a couple minutes a day. It's difficult to do, and really most foods do not have vitamin D. Some of them are fortified with vitamin D, but I would not rely on any kind of dietary intake to get my vitamin D levels. I really think in this world, practically, vitamin D supplements are the way to go. And if you can get some sun each day, what I recommend to people who are working, you know, they get their lunch hour, go take a walk. You know, if the weather's nice, go take a walk around your building if you can. Just take a little walk, get some sun on you.
Get out and relax and get healthy. Get out and get healthy.
Exactly.
How does that sound? So
yeah.
Let's ask this, and then we're going to move into another break. Susan, how much vitamin D3 should we be taking?
Well, that's a loaded question, because how much we should be taking really depends on how much is in our bodies. So how do we find out how much vitamin D is in our bodies? And that's actually very easy to do. It's a simple blood test called 25 open parens OH closed paren D. That's 25 OHD. And it should be available from your doctor's office, or you can even order a test kit online that can be done in the privacy of your home. So it's easy to do. And what I also have been mentioning to folks is that when they go to their doctors, or maybe before they go to their doctors, say they're getting an annual, you know, blood draw for various tests, that they specifically ask ahead of time if vitamin D is included. And surprise, again, a lot of times it isn't. But usually a doctor, if you ask, will put that on the order. And then that way, when you go in for your blood draw, it's just all done at the same time. But it's always a good idea to double check that.
Okay, and we're going to go into break. Stay with us. You're listening to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. Susan Rex Ryan, defend your life with vitamin D. We'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. The richly illustrated, groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carroll Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, Holy Hormones, Honey, who'd have thought? Vitamin D3 is a missing hormone. We're going to be addressing that next. This is Defend Your Life with Vitamin D, the missing hormone, with my guest, Susan Rex Ryan, the author of the award-winning and Amazon bestseller, Defend Your Life. So really, could we say that vitamin D3 is a holy hormone?
It's a holy hormone. Yes, I would say so. It has a lot to offer us.
Yeah. So why is it a missing hormone? What happens that when we get enough vitamin D, or we get vitamin D3 into our body, that it becomes a hormone?
Well, let me see if I understand that correctly. Our bodies are designed to safely process and produce vitamin D from sun exposure, right? So what we have accomplished to do, as you were alluding to earlier, is we just have been ignoring nature. And, of course, the sun is the center attraction there in nature, and we're ignoring it. And really, the vitamin D as the missing hormone has evolved over the past two centuries. The vitamin D deficiency, and you may recall that horrible disease rickets, began right around the time of the Industrial Revolution in the 1880s. So we're talking almost 200 years ago. And since that time, more and more people have worked indoors. We work indoors. We go from an air-conditioned house to an air-conditioned car to an air-conditioned office. And on the way back, we stop at the store, which is air-conditioned. We're just, as you said, running from place to place. And even our homes, this may sound crazy now, but it certainly wasn't 200 years ago, we all have glass windows. And glass windows block out about 95% of all UVB light. In other words, there's only a tiny bit of UVB rays come in through glass windows. So we have done a magnificent job of denying ourselves vitamin D. And as I said, this has evolved into a missing hormone. And then on top of all the contemporary lifestyle changes that we've made, then the sun scare, quote-unquote, was introduced a few decades ago. Here's what happened, as I understand it. In the 1970s, the cosmetic industry, who was pushing beauty products, decided they wanted to go to health and beauty. So in order to do that, they began funding medical schools' dermatology departments. if you can believe that, with the intent to influence U.S. medical institutions and associations about the dangers of sunlight. So we have the cosmetic industry coming in and saying, well, we want to hawk more than beauty products. We want to call them health and beauty. So in 1989, the American Medical Association actually issued a warning that resulted in subsequent billions and billions of dollars in sales of sunblock products. So we have had this sun scare for almost three decades now, and you all know the rest. That sun scare continues today, and so does the vitamin D epidemic. And so, by the way, does autism? Do a number of these diseases, especially autoimmune diseases, they are going up and up. And I think it's no coincidence that this rise in these diseases happened at the same time that we were told to shun the sun.
Shun the sun. I have a list here of diseases that are caused by vitamin D deficiency. First of all, acne. How many teenage girls are experiencing severe acne? Adrenal insufficiency, mm-hmm. allergies, Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, autism, as you mentioned, bacterial infections, weak bones, celiac disease, colds and flu, chronic pain, dementia, dental cavities, misaligned teeth, depression, diabetes types 1 and 2, eczema, fatigue, gluten intolerance, and the list just goes on. I mean, just about anything under the sun. Schizophrenia is another one. Here's one as we're moving into the darkest time of the winter. Seasonal affective disorder, seizures, sepsis, sports injuries, tuberculosis, urinary incontinence, uterine fibroids, viral infections, Parkinson's, ovarian cancer, osteoporosis. I mean, that's extensive. And I'm not even reading everything off this list. Infertility is another issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and as you're reading all these diseases and conditions, Leslie, I'm thinking about our bodies literally from head to toe, and we're just full of trillions of vitamin D receptors that will help prevent those diseases. But if those receptors are empty, in other words, peers that don't have boats docked at them, it's not going to happen. It's not going to help us. We need to get vitamin D in us to be processed, to be stored, and help prevent these diseases. And that's really the bottom line. Our bodies are begging for vitamin D so they can do their job to protect us from all these diseases.
Also, mental illness, mood disorders, migraines, myopia, multiple sclerosis, muscle weakness, and pain. So I think what we need to be doing is looking at nutrient deficiency, instead of getting labeled with a disease, right?
Absolutely.
And then treated with a disease. That's why I love doing this program, being able to interview people like yourself, the other researchers I've had on the show, and we'll continue to do more. But, I mean, as I mentioned before, even though it seems really bleak with all of the bad news that's surrounding us and the mental illness that's on the rise and the killings in America, we are bringing good news to the public. And as you said, this is a very cost-effective way to be preventive. And
exactly.
Take back control of your life. What separates your book, Defend Your Life, from other vitamin D books on the market? And by the way, where can we find your book?
Well, you can find my book in about 170 countries. It is widely available. When I say 170 countries, that's really the electronic version, the e-book. The print book is also available around the world. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, PALS. You kind of name it, it's available. I know it's available pretty much all over the world. I had a gentleman from Turkey who ordered it immediately when it came out this past spring on Amazon and got it no problem. So no matter where you are, it's easy to find.
And what's your website, Sue?
My website is smileandsuepodcast.com. ilhubs.com. I'll spell that S, M as in Mary, I L, I N as in Nancy, Sue, S-U-E, Pubs, P-U-B-S.com. And really, that can be kind of one stop there, because you can learn more about the book, how to order the book, my blog, which I cover a lot of additional material that we've talked about today, more about the supplements. I have that recent article about vitamin D and breast cancer, as well as many others. So that's a good place to find me. Or even easier, if you just Google Susan Rex, R-E-X, Ryan, R-Y-A-N, if you just Google those three words, I'll pop up everywhere. My website, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, I'm pretty much widely available.
And, all right, so let's go back to the question then. What separates your book, your award-winning book, and we'll talk about that, from other vitamin D books on the market?
Well, you said one of the reasons, Leslie. There are a fair number of vitamin D books on the market. And to the best of my knowledge, my book is the only book that has won a book award, to the best of my knowledge. I can't say that definitively, but I'm not aware of any. And it's also the top-rated vitamin D book on Amazon Kindle. It remains the top-rated vitamin D book, period. Feedback I've gotten from my readers is Defend Your Life is very easy to understand. It's easy to read. It's not loaded with medical jargon or gobbledygook, as some people say, that they can find out the bottom line of vitamin D in regard to how to prevent and treat many different types of illnesses. My book, I know, presents the most recent credible research, that's medical and scientific research, that's available in any print books. I know that it has the most recent. And Defend Your Life includes chapters on newer thinking, such as vitamin D's effect on genetic aging. I've not seen that anywhere else. I have a chapter on that. I have a chapter on rheumatoid arthritis, thyroid disorders. I've tried to be out of the box on that, where I'm looking ahead medically, but I think the genetic aging one is a great example of that.
And I so agree. Tell us about your recent book award.
Well, a couple weeks ago, I received the wonderful news that Defend Your Life was honored with a Mom's Choice Award. Now, the Mom's Choice Awards program is an international program that recognizes authors and many other types of people for their efforts in creating family-friendly media and products. And when the MCA Executive Director Dawn Matheson acknowledged my award the other week, she stated, and I quote, "It is our joy to acknowledge those who are fueled only by their passion to make a better world by writing an inspiring book." So needless to say, I am thrilled and honored to receive such a prestigious award, and I believe the recognition of this award will help highlight the importance of vitamin D to everyone's health.
Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Susan Rex Ryan, Defend Your Life. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. We'll have to have you come back and cover some of these topics in depth.
Well, that would be great. Thank you.
You are welcome. I will be back next Thursday, November 7th, for another important show topic. HPV vaccine-injured girls speaking out. I am not a coincidence. Obviously, our government is so tied into the failure of the Obamacare healthcare plan right now, they're not paying attention. But the Canary Party, which is a movement created to stand up for victims of medical injury, environmental toxins, and industrial foods, is taking a stand by creating a video campaign to make people aware of the potential dangers of the HPV vaccines. And that is going to be next week, right here on Holy Hormones, Honey. Allison Chapman will be joining me. She's on the board of directors of the Canary Party. And Britt Feist, A 27-year-old woman from Ohio will be joining us. She was formerly a vibrant communications major, avid singer, before being disabled against the HPV vaccines. And it's her desire to prevent anyone else from being harmed by what appears to be a dangerous vaccine. That's next week on Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. Take care, everyone. Be well and blessings.
Thanks for tuning in to Holy Hormones, Honey. Please join host Leslie Carol Botha again next Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.